The word today is go. Welcome to The Word Today with pastor and Bible teacher Doug Schrader. Ready? Set? Those questions are asked of participants in many different activities. What's missing in that sequence? The start. There is one activity which, above all others, our Lord Jesus wishes for you to do. Here to get us started is Bible scholar Douglas Schrader on The Word Today, Go.
One little word gets it all started. Go. I remember as a kid how many games, how many contests, how many events that I did started with the word go. And suddenly, the whole thing got going at a very rapid rate. The race and the physical exertion. The machine got started running. The trip began, and we were off to a different destination. Or an activity was started, and everybody was involved. The word go is tremendously powerful. It gets us primed and ready to go. It gets us thinking about a future, about accomplishment, about a good sense of arriving at a new place. One of the most important things Jesus ever said was the word go. It's connected with the Great Commission. It's in Matthew 28, where Jesus says, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age." I take tremendous comfort from that promise at the end of what is known as the Great Commission, or the Great Going, so to speak, of Jesus promising that he'll be with us, that he would send his Holy Spirit, that will never be orphaned. He will not leave us deserted, but instead he will always remain with us. This Great Commission, this great sending of Jesus, is one of the most profound and important aspects of Christianity for you and me. Jesus had said in John chapter 20, "As the Father sent me, so I am sending you." Christians understand that that wasn't just for the 12 apostles. It wasn't limited to them. It's for everyone who takes the name of Christian. For everyone who receives Jesus, there is an automatic now compulsion, a stronger than request, a demand, actually, of Jesus that now we take the name of Christ and share his name and extend our faith in the lives of other individuals to make disciples of them. The word disciple means to be a student. It means to form and shape your life around the teachings of Jesus. It means to grow your mind in such a way that you begin to think like he does, that you morally will become in line with his expectations in your life. That's a lot to do, but it's something that he gives us the Holy Spirit, God's power inside of us, in order to accomplish this. This Great Commission is something that really actively has to be carried out in our lives. It's not just something that we assent to. It's not just simply, "Oh, yes, I agree, that's a good idea. People should take the news of Jesus." No, it's something that we, everyone who comes to Jesus, needs to be actively engaged in. There are two types of sins that are recognized in the world. Christianity differentiates between a sin of commission and a sin of omission. A sin of commission you can think of as committing a crime. You go out and you do something to violate the law or the will of God. Omission is where you leave something out that you're expected to do. There's a task or a job that you didn't get accomplished. Well, the Great Commission in the minds of some Christians is thought of more as the Great Omission. It's the part of faith that they really don't want to do because it calls for them to be verbal. It calls for them to wear their faith on their sleeves, so to speak, where everyone can see it. Many individuals who would prefer to just keep their faith to themselves and take all the nice, wonderful blessings of God, but not be a spokesperson for Him or not aggressively share about Jesus. If that's the mindset, it actually calls into question the sincerity of your faith. We're taught in the New Testament that it's by believing in your heart and confessing with your tongue that you are saved. It's not a matter of one or the other. It's a matter of both. And there's some really poor attitudes that are prevalent in especially North American and European Christianity. One of them is, it's not my job. Let the pros do it. There's pastors and evangelists and people that have special training. Let them do the job. Sorry, but you don't get away with that. Because Jesus gave this commissioning. He gave this word go to every believer. On the other hand, too many times, the church and the clergy and the professors and the individuals with the theological degrees have said to the person in the pew, well, I don't know if you're qualified. You might not be able to do the job correctly. You'd better let us, the pros, do it. That is every bit as wrong, and in fact, that's hellish. For Christian leaders to say that the common average believer can't share their faith because they're not as eloquent or not as well trained is garbage. Every believer has the Word of God at their access, at their fingertips. Now, frankly, we're talking about in industrialized nations and places where the Word of God is prevalent. One of the reasons you might be hearing this is because you might be in a country listening today where you don't have the Word of God made available to you. And that's why we're working very hard to get it into your mind. We're trying to bring the Word of God to you so that you can learn it and therefore fulfill the expectation of Jesus to go, to be a evangelist, to carry the good news of Jesus. This is one of the most gratifying aspects of faith. And this is the thing that individuals who don't want to talk about Jesus don't get. They don't realize that it's your great conversion, it's your great change in your life through Jesus Christ that leads to your great commissioning. Individuals that want to clam up and not discuss faith in their Lord Jesus don't really understand how fantastic and how wonderful the salvation that God has given us is. If you stop to consider the full forgiveness of sins, the tremendous peace and being at one with God and no more plague of guilt upon your mind, if you consider the promise of being free from Satan's attacks and not having the fear of ending up in hell, if you consider the promise of eternal life with God in a resurrected body glorified, and to be able to share this with all others who love the Lord, how can you not discuss this? You must not understand it if you don't want to talk about it. It's the best thing that's ever going to happen to you. You need to first realize that if you've been baptized in Jesus' name, and I would urge you that if you're hearing this and you've not yet been baptized, please find a Christian and get baptized. And once you come to realize this conversion from you as a wicked sinner, as an imperfect creature that's slated for destruction, and now God loves you enough to bring you into his forgiveness and to restore you and to, in a sense, remake you, reshape you, when you fully understand that and you realize that your whole future and your life is changed forever and this is a gift from God, well, then you're going to be happy to talk about it. It's the best thing that ever happened to you. And so you're going to go. Naturally, you're not going to have someone kicking your butt to get you to go. You're going to spend time in the Word of God and realize this is my future. This is my goal of my faith. And the more you learn, the more it will just come freely. And you'll just share the Word of God naturally because you're spending time thinking about it and praying about it. And thinking about whom you can go to explain the good news of Jesus. See, this is what's going to happen. As you continue to come to Jesus Christ, you're going to start to think, oh, I've got to share this with my coworker. I need to talk about this with this person who's depressed, with this individual that seems like they're down all the time. I have to go to my family members and encourage them to come to Jesus. In a sense, Jesus is calling you to join on this co-mission with him. You're joining him in seeking and saving people that need salvation. There's no more important activity in life. Jesus wants you to go with the good news that he has given his life so that you might have life eternal. Just contemplate that. Let that fill you with fantastic good feeling. And then go. Get it started. Go talk to somebody, share with somebody, and do so with great joy.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We always appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for the Word Today. We would really enjoy hearing from you, so why don't you take a moment and write us a note today? And when you write, be sure to request the booklet by Pastor Paul Schrader entitled Good Works. We are not given a free pass to heaven by simply doing good things here on earth, but there is a high priority for God's people to do good works. So write today for your free copy of Good Works. Our address is The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. That's The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. Please remember that your financial gift helps this program to stay on the air. Also, your free will offerings help us add new stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. You may be interested to know that we also broadcast in 46 foreign languages. Please pray that God will help us continue to expand. Once again, our address is The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. That's The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. Every week at this time, we bring you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your life. We hope you'll join us again next week for The Word Today.